U.S. faces daunting challenge in Trump-led invasion of Iran. The United States has deployed 5,000 Marines to the Middle East as President Donald Trump escalates military action against Iran, marking the first major ground commitment in the conflict. Trump asserts the war will end when I feel it, with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth pledging to go as far as we need to, despite earlier White House assurances that ground operations were not planned. Analysts warn that invading Iran could prove even more difficult than Afghanistan, Iraq, or Vietnam due to its formidable geography, size, and military defenses. Iran spans over 630,000 square miles, larger than several European nations combined, and has a population exceeding 93 million. Its terrain is a natural fortress, high elevations, three major mountain ranges, Zagros, Alborz, Makran, vast salt flats, and extensive marshlands. These landscapes complicate troop movement, supply lines, and vehicle operations, while extreme temperatures and altitude sickness add to the challenge. Most of Iran's military and nuclear infrastructure is hidden in mountains, and the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, is equipped for guerrilla warfare, able to sustain resistance long after conventional forces are defeated. The strategic Strait of Hormuz further complicates an invasion. Controlling roughly 20% of global oil trade, it is heavily patrolled by Iranian naval forces and mined with drones and anti-ship weapons, making maritime or airborne assaults vulnerable. Coastal elevations rise steeply, limiting amphibious landing options, while central salt flats corrode equipment and deserts present supply and survival difficulties. Experts suggest a full-scale invasion is likely infeasible, with limited, high-precision operations as a more viable approach. Such missions would focus on neutralizing key nuclear sites, Natanz, Fordow, and Isfahan through rapid insertion of small, specialized units like the 82nd Airborne Division, supported by air supremacy and swift exfiltration. However, analysts caution that even these operations would be high-risk, prolonged, and unlikely to end hostilities quickly, as Iran's irregular forces could continue guerrilla resistance for years.